Blog Talk Radio. Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before you can do that, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me shortly will be my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order. And she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, I just heard from Nicole. She got a little delayed at work, and she's so good. She called me. She told me she'll be here shortly, which is always great because the show runs a lot smoother when we have Nicole here because she's the master of the switchboard. And she's the voice of tough love. Those of you who know me know that I tend to be sometimes tiptoeing around things that Nicole will just put it right on the table and be the tough love that we need on the show. Now, we usually do screen the callers. The first caller is never screened, so I will jump in and see who's there. But if you do want to speak to me, you do need to press the number one on your phone, otherwise we won't know you want to talk. So, oh good, we're getting people pressing one. That's always a good sign. Well, the first call I'm going to go to is the one that's been waiting 11 minutes and 43 seconds. And is it 226 area code? I'm not sure where that is, but I'm going to jump right in, and in 1 second you will be live and on the air. Hi, it's Cindy.
Hi there, so how are you?
Good, and who are you?
I'm Jennifer from Canada. I had a reading with you before. I actually paid for it, so I'm just looking for some.
Yes.
You remember?
So today's free advice. That's what I'm here for. I don't always want your money. Sometimes I'll even talk to people without paying. My own daughter makes a joke. She says, Mom, I just paid like $50 on your website. Can you like talk to me now today? I'm like, that's when I know I've been too busy. So I find my life to be real irony because when I was growing up, I lived in a family that nobody talked to me. Nobody wanted to hear what I have to say. And I say, isn't it funny? People pay to talk to me. I couldn't get my family to talk to me for nothing when I was growing up. So life is kind of funny. So that's why Thursday nights are always for people who need a little squeezed in quick advice too, because, you know, normally you have to wait for a reading for me. So, you know, so Jennifer in Canada, now you must have something on your mind to wait for a whole 11 minutes and 43 seconds for us. So why don't you just start in with your question or what you need guidance on, and I'll be glad to help.
Okay, you gave me some relationship advice that I tried to heed, but you said get rid of him, and then he lost his job. So I went, oh, you know what, that's not a good time. And, you know, you're with someone for a long enough time, they sort of grow on you. But
of course.
I've also got
like
some,
a tumor,
some,
like a big tumor,
like
benign
tumor.
As it may be, grows bigger and bigger till it kills us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. We know. We like the devil. We know. We know that about humans. By nature, they like the devil. They know. So.
Exactly.
And of course, you can't kick a dog when he's down. That's why normally I tell my clients, if you're, you know, when the guy's on his way up or the girl's on the way, like, get rid of him now. So nobody could say anything. Don't wait, because these people are up and down. Their lives are sinking Titanics. If they're not in trouble today, it'll be next year. So why don't you just, you know, get rid of them on a high note? Okay, but is he on a high note yet?
He's getting close to a high note. But my career was on a high note, and I decided to get rid of that. And I think I'm more concerned about my career right now. Just wondering if there's any guidance either from the cards or from my loved ones in spirit. Regarding the whole career decision.
Okay, so you were doing well in your career and you let it go. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, now, was it because you were bored of it, sick of it, had enough of it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we don't have to sell our soul for money. So, of course, if you weren't happy, it was a decision that had to be made. But, of course, you know, it's not that easy to make career switches. We all know that. And there is a time when, you know, you just have to be a little patient. But it doesn't look like it was a bad decision, per se. It just looks like maybe you expected to move along more quickly in this career and get it going faster. Is that...
Yeah, and I had, like, some philosophical, some things didn't agree with me or sit well. That, you know, I
now,
felt
isn't
like
that funny with older souls? We have to have jobs that we feel we're doing something good and integrity. So all this gets in the way of making money sometimes. You know that.
Yeah.
You know that. People who make a lot of money, sometimes, you know, they don't have much of that sense of integrity. So making money is a little easier than it is for people who have integrity. But have you worked out the philosophical differences, or you can't do that?
No, I can't. It's just, I think it's, I'm one of those stubborn, when it's done sort of things. So.
All right. So now you're ready to move on again career-wise? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, okay. Yes, or maybe take a break from it for a while and, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm having a midlife crisis. Maybe I need
to
find myself.
Okay. Now, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
46.
Okay. That's about when, you know, a lot of the generations have them earlier midlife crisis. But, you know, 46, you know, it starts being like there's more to life than this. We've done everything right and I'm still not happy. There's a lot of that kicks in your 40s. And there's a point where you think, oh, life should have been easier than this. But in some ways, God will probably not give you the abundance you deserve until you get rid of the guy. And I'll tell you why. Because somehow we believe, you know, any man is better than no man. That's what's been brainwashed into women. It's not you. It's not me. It's collective thinking of thousands and thousands of years. But what happens is, you know, sometimes God doesn't want to give us abundance. He's like, okay, you think this man is better than no man. You know, somehow you're getting some security out of this. But, you know, God rewards women oftentimes when they don't run a prostitute archetype, when they don't stay with a man for money. And I know this guy was broke, so you weren't staying with money for him at the time. But somehow we believe that any man's better than no man. And, you know, some of your, are you happy in this relationship? And I know you're talking about your career, but I need to know if you're happy in the relationship.
I feel like I should be. And I feel like, but I've also said, you know what, there's no soul connection. So I've stated that.
Okay.
I've told them that. But,
okay,
but now when there's not
a soul connection, then it's like a mediocre version of love, which normally was the arranged marriages that people had in over the millenniums, by the way. And some arranged marriages were better than others. If you marry a good person, at least you had a good family life, respectability, money, and the support of the community. In terms of no soul connection, then why are you staying with him? What are you getting out of this? I don't care that he was down and out. What are you getting out of it?
He's so good. Like, he treats me really well. I think it's good for my self-esteem. But my self-esteem's fine. It's just, and, you know, as a healer, you want to help people, right? And I sort of felt before Christmas, I'm like, you know, I want to help this. And he's made so many improvements over the last year. Like, he's, you know, now he's fit for human consumption. So I now feel like, okay, my work's done. So
right.
But
I mean, can you pass him on to someone else now?
Exactly.
Now that, you know,
can
you appreciate your work of art?
Yes.
You know, someone else who could benefit from all your hard work. Because
yeah.
In some ways, your love life and your career are sort of linked, because you're a very old soul. You've had a lot of lifetimes. And unfortunately, older souls are called a lot more on their behaviors than younger souls. We can't get away with too much, okay? If we're leading a half-life, we're settling for the illusion of security, which is an illusion because, you know, really, then God will kind of keep challenging us, give us that midlife crisis, give us that anxiety, not make us feel content. You know, it's not real peace, okay? Like, true peace is something that's really, you got to work hard at. You have to really live an authentic life and be at peace with your career and your relationship. And, you know, it's a struggle to get to true peace because, you know, there's always like, I'm tired. You get to be 46, I'm tired. And, you know, I don't really want this to be so difficult, everything. But career-wise, is, you know, you have interesting cards on it because there's two cards in this deck that indicate a woman is capable of making really good money. The Queen of Pentacles, and then there's a card with a woman who's just surrounded by money and she makes it the way she loves. So I'm not sure, you know, how you're going to get there, but you're supposed to get there. Are you doing something spiritual now? Are you in a spiritual career at this point?
No, but I was studying to become a minister, a spiritualist minister, and I sort of put that on the back burner. And then my intention is to finish that off with the time I have.
Okay, because I think you'd do very, 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 very well with that, by the way. And, you know, we can't do stuff we're not happy about. And what I'm seeing here is a typical midlife crisis. You've done everything right and still you're not happy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of scary. You know, it's like, huh, you know, like I want more from this. You are going to be given some choices. God is like, I don't know what Jennifer wants. I don't even know where to guide her. But maybe if I give her a little of this, we try this, we try that. You know, it looks like you will find your way. When is your birthday, the actual month and day?
April 3rd.
April what?
3rd.
Okay. You said 23rd. I'm sorry, you're cutting in.
No. 3rd.
April 3rd. Okay, so you did just have a birthday. That's what I thought. Because you have a lot of cards that indicate you're in a brand new year, because a brand new year goes from one birthday to the next. So by the time you get to your next April 3rd, career-wise, you should be a lot happier. So, you know, God is asking you to choose again. You know, what is it that you want? Where do you want to go? No, you don't have to sell your soul for money. If it's not a job that's of integrity, it's really not good to do that. It is negative karma. I mean, there's a point where if we're in desperate times, then maybe, but, you know, trying to get your life together on that path. I mean, God really wants you to have a spiritual career, by the way. So, I mean, I could see you going along that path. You know, you've made some choices. You're not fully happy. Do you remember one of your grandfathers, by the way?
Yes, I remember both of them.
Okay. No. This is your mom's dad. You remember him well?
Oh, very, very well.
He loves you. He even likes you, okay? You know, he likes you. He loves you. He likes you. I don't often hear both from the other side, but he's saying, why don't you ask us for some help? We'd love to guide you. We want to see you happy. You know, your cards, you're supposed to have a really career you love by the time you get to your next birthday and be with a soulmate. Now, maybe God's trying to shake up your career to put you in alignment with a soulmate. And, you know, again, it's kind of scary because you're with the devil, you know. And he's, you know, really, he has made strides to make you happy. He's trying, okay? But it's like an arranged marriage. Even if you had a good man and he was good to you, you could never make that soulmate. Mediocre love can never become soulmate. Soulmate love can become mediocre. We take each other for granted, but a less than soulmate love can never move up the ladder of love. So the best it's going to be is he's a nice man or he's a better man, but part of you is not going to feel fully content and happy. So it doesn't make you a bad person that you want more, but, you know, kind of God's put you in this position of please choose again, Jennifer. What is it that you want? And are you working for someone now? Is that you have a job working for someone or a corporation?
Yes, I'm working for the man. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you know, you're supposed to make very good money self-employed.
That's what I was hoping, and that grandfather you were talking to left me some money, which I'm getting in May. And I thought, you know what? Grandpa's going to help me, and I'm going to parlay this into something bigger.
Thank you, because now you know why he would come through. Because the card I got is your grandfather, and it's a very like interesting card because it's money. Surrounding the card is money, and there's you with a soulmate in the card. And, you know, your grandpa's saying, you know, this is not blood money from the other side, by the way. If this can make your life easier, if it can make you have a career you love, wouldn't that make your grandpa happy? He's so happy. I mean, he likes you. And that's why it's interesting he said he liked you, because he didn't just leave you money because you're family, because that's what sometimes we have to do. No, he gave it to me. He likes you. mm-hmm. and he would like your life to be easier. So you might want to ask him, can you help me with this money? Because remember, it was his, it's given to you, and I'm sure he would like to make sure it grows, and because it's a lot of his labor and hard work. So mm-hmm. he is going to help you, and he's really grateful that the money is going to make your life easier, by the way.
Aw.
You know, I like him very much. This is a nice man. Was he a nice man on earth? Because he's nice on the other side.
He was an interesting person. I don't know if nice
was
the
smart
word I would use. Very,
was
very
he smart.
Because yeah.
I will tell you this, he's really smart. Now, of course, mm-hmm. they're nicer on the other side because they don't have a body. And human bodies make people sometimes greedy, sometimes nervous, sometimes stressed out. You know, he doesn't have his body now. He's made a nice transition to the other side. You know, he's pretty happy on the other side. But he's very nice in terms of happy to have been giving you that money. And
yep.
he really believes you're going to do well with it. And
mm-hmm.
he doesn't regret giving it to you. Now, a lot of times people really regret who they left money to, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
When they tell me later on this one, my body wasn't even cold and they blew the money. You know, I'm not kidding. They talk about the money a lot because money represented hard work. You know, most
energy,
people
yeah.
money doesn't fall in their lap. They spent
mm-hmm.
their life working. But, you know, there's also some dogs near him. Who lost dogs? Because there's some dogs running around.
He had one dog he particularly loved, and then they always had a dog, usually.
Okay, because he's got the dogs running around by him, just
mm-hmm.
in case you're wondering.
Yep.
He's laughing. I think he was so happy to, I don't know how happy he was to see some people on the other side, but he was really happy to see those dogs.
yeah, he would have been happy to see the dog for sure.
I was really happy that the dogs were there. But
yeah.
he's your main spirit guide as far
mm-hmm.
as business in this upcoming year. So
okay.
he's the one you need to directly ask, what do you want me to do? How can I make this? Now, would you want to put it into some sort of, like, website or something that you can begin to be launching your spiritual career? Would you be thinking of
it? I've got a domain name, and I've had a website. I just need to relaunch it. And I don't know if I want to be doing anything that involves being online, person to person as a spiritual career. I was thinking more groups of people, either teaching.
But
you
would still need a website because people have to find you. A website is an advertisement tool. Do you know what I mean? That
mm-hmm.
if somebody wanted to Google like spiritual groups in your area in Canada, your website would come up and it would give information. So
mm-hmm.
it's one of the most important marketing tools, by the way, is a website. So if you want to, everybody looks everything up on the computer. Did you know that they check out everything on it first?
I know. I'd forgot that I had my number on a healing website, and I got the most bizarre call out of the blue. And you know, the guy freaked me out so much by his questions that I thought, you know what, this does not resonate with me. I can't be screening creepy people.
Okay, first of all, what happens is, you know, once in a while you might get creepy people, but, you know, my website and, you know, most of my clients, I know a lot of my clients, but they're all strangers at one point, and they come to my house for readings. So I trust my gut. And
mm-hmm.
when you hear somebody, and then sometimes it depends on the website. Like I try to make my website very not woo-woo out there at all. I don't want to get the nut jobs, okay? Mine is pretty not woo-woo out there. Sometimes people say, oh, it's not even enough about what you do psychically. I go, I try to keep it that way for a reason. But, you know, you can't let something like that, or you're going to have trouble really building a business without a website. And even in terms of getting PR or publicity, which you always need, and they won't know how to find you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, you know, if somebody's overstepping boundaries, or you just hang, you know, you just say, I'm sorry, I don't think I'm the right person for you, and get off the phone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of easy to do.
I really got the serial killer vibe. I'm like, oh.
Okay. And, you know, I've been doing this a long time. I have never really gotten some of that, but I'm not saying it can't happen. But usually when we're on, you know, on a path that, you know, and maybe it was the website you particularly were on, by the way, because they may just get a lot of lunatics on it. So don't let that not have a website, because eventually you're going to need it, you know, maybe not mm-hmm. right away. But people want to check out who you are. I mean, even get a Facebook page, if nothing else. You know, have a Facebook page, get something.
Oh, I got that, yeah.
You know, but I'm not worried about you career-wise, because in the next year or so, you're going to find your way. But don't let things, because there's plenty of nut jobs, you know. There's, like, plenty of, you know, not good people on the planet. But we can't let them stop us from doing our business or our work. Again, we trust our gut. Look, your gut protected you. Your gut told you, I think this one's a serial killer. Okay, so you got it. So he couldn't hurt you. I mean, I'd be a little concerned if Charles Manson called you and said, what a nice guy he was, Cindy. Yo, you should really talk to him. I think
yeah.
you're okay. I mean, it's okay. My gut will tell me. My gut will tell me, this one I think is a little off. And I'll either make sure it's a scheduled phone reading or maybe meet me in a public restaurant that I'll be doing readings. But I find it doesn't happen very often. I can remember the one or two times out of thousands and thousands of clients. But yeah, our gut protects us. You know what I mean? Your gut was working. You knew he was nuts. And so you got off the phone. So
yes, I did.
Don't let that scare you, whatever you do. Don't let that scare you. Because, you know, you'll be guided. You're safe. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, my spirit guides will always tell me. They'll tell you right away, don't read this person. And sometimes it's not because they're serial killers. They're just not going to like what I have to say. And when they don't like what I have to say, then they could Google all bad stuff about me because they don't like what I had to say. So the universe usually protects me from people like that, too. They're not going to benefit from what you say. You're not going to help them. So when you're on a spiritual path, you do get a lot of messages from the other side as to whether to go forward or not. But your career looks really good, by the way. So I'm more concerned that you've got to kind of figure out what you're doing with your love life, too. Because sometimes God doesn't reward us for, like, just staying put when we're not happy. You know, and think about that, because the two are linked for you, your career and this love life. And again, he's not the worst man. He's okay. He's changed a lot. But you'll be brought away from him anyway. It's just might be a little harder in the future than it would be now, because, you know, he's really trying to be a nice man. What are you going to tell him 2 years from now when he's doing everything you want? And then you dump him. Now you're going to tell him, well, you be good and you get dumped. So
sending the wrong message, you're right.
Sending the wrong message. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm really proud of you. I love the way you've changed, and I'm glad, and I hope you bring that out in the world when you get out there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't think I can help you anymore, and I'm not happy. And there's ways to say it. Do you know what I'm saying? But, again, until you're secure in a career, somehow you might just be leaning on him, even though I don't think he's the best business partner to lean on. But sometimes people just think they're better off with another person. Most of the time we're better off by ourselves. But the point is, you know, you might think he's there for you. I mean, I don't think he'll ever leave you, by the way. You're going to have to leave him. It doesn't look like he'll ever leave you. I mean, you're
no,
a good catch. Why would anybody leave you? I get it. He's not stupid. He's smart. You know, but no, really, he's smart. But your grandpa says he'd like to bring you a soulmate, by the way. You know,
love you, Grandpa.
And he is a smart man. And like he said, yeah, sometimes people thought I wasn't nice. He said, I just delivered hard messages. I think he wasn't afraid to speak his mind, this man.
No, not at all.
Okay, well, maybe we all have to learn from him a little bit. You know, nice people, we don't like to rock the boat. We're nice people. We don't like to say things that might hurt somebody. You know, sometimes we just got to say it, you know, and be nice about it. And your grandpa says if somebody gets hurt, they get hurt. You know, you're not, your grandpa went like this. You're not his mommy.
Yeah, so that's right.
Keep that in mind. Well, you'll call in and after, you know, call in about a month and let me know if something's gelled in you or something's really moving you forward, because I think your grandpa's really pretty good in business. And this man, I think, is a clear voice that you should be able to be helped by.
Excellent.
So let him help you. Let him help
Thank you. Thank you,
He
Cindy.
Thanked me, too. Well, good luck to you, and thanks for calling from Canada. We love Canada.
All right. Okay, take
Bye.
Care. Bye.
Okay, we have Anna.
Yes, we do.
Okay, and let me see. She's in New York.
Yep.
And it's about, and then we're going to get to Jackie because I know who Jackie is. I promise I'll get to Jackie. I love Jackie. I love Jackie and Jean, and they're both, and Jean's listening. Okay, so I recognize her 666 number, by the way, because, like, you know, this, yeah, that's Bayshore, but, you know, 666. Don't you associate that with the devil? Wasn't that the devil's number?
That is
number?
Just such an awful, awful number.
Right, that's why I said, so who, I would never forget that that Jackie's phone number has a 666 in it.
That's so
because
funny.
It just cracks me up whenever she, I always recognize her number. But anyway, we have Anna. And
yes, we do.
And well, and she's,
Anna
and tell
called
me a little
in
about
a couple
Anna.
Of months ago. Well, Anna called in a couple of months ago. You know, so this is kind of like a, you know, not so much a follow-up call because she's got a new question for you, Cindy. But, mm-hmm. you know, she is a listener of the show. And, you know, she's got a love question for you today, so she's hoping that you might be able to help her out here. So let's
okay,
go
good.
See Anna in New York. Hello, Anna. You're on the air.
Well, thanks for the introduction.
You're welcome. Well, I tried my best.
Anna, we love you, Anna. That's why we're so glad you called in again.
I don't need to say anything anymore. You can just go right in.
I know. Isn't she the best? That's why I say this show goes much smoother when Nicole's here. Because Nicole
really
knows how
does
to just
take care of you, I have to say.
Right. I mean, she just says it. I'm like stumbling around here because part of it is because I'm in channeling mode at the same time trying to do the technical aspects, and then try to be human and sum it up. So I get a little jumbled, where she stays nice and cool here about everything.
Yeah.
So
I have a very much easier job than you, Cindy. I don't have to talk to dead people. I just have to talk to the living.
You guys do a good job together.
Well, thank you, Anna.
We've tried to perfect it, and I have to explain to people, when you channel, you're a little bit stupid in terms of everyday life when you're in the midst of channeling. Like, don't ask me to zip a Ziploc right now because I can't do it, okay? Or to count money because I couldn't do it. So it's in some ways like a higher, like, way of communicating, but yet some of the, like, lower stuff is gone. And that's why when people play parlor games with me, like when I'm doing a whole group of people and they're brothers and sisters and they don't tell me, I'm like, please, my job is hard enough without you playing games. Just whatever you would tell a normal human being, tell me, so that I don't have to be so jumbled because my logical sense is not always there. So that's why Nicole comes in and helps a great deal because she's the voice of logic. Well, Anna, you did call in and you have about love. Okay, so why don't you explain what that's about? Do you have a love in your life, or are you looking for love? I think there's someone circling here. Did you meet someone?
Someone circling.
I mean,
well,
it looks like there's love that should be here. So
okay.
I'm not sure if you found it yet, but it looks like, you know, you're supposed to be in, you know, supposed to have a good love life coming up. So I hope you're ready for that. Are you ready?
Yeah. Well, I'm getting ready. I actually want to know something about Mike. And
okay.
Now,
how long have you known Mike?
Well, we were together and not anymore, but I'm wondering, like, what does he think about me? Where is he? What was it that I meant for him?
Okay, now, you had a very strong connection with this man. Are you aware of that? And
strong connection. It was nice.
This is a soulmate connection. Okay, you know, now we have 45% of people are offered soulmate love, 1% maintain it. So, you know, soulmates is that heart, soul, mind, body connection. What I saw in the cards is that he's beginning to recognize that you guys had a strong connection, but he has a lot of issues. Did you figure that out?
Yeah.
I mean, this man has a lot of issues, and soulmate love brings up unhealed issues. So here he is thinking that he's like, okay. And then Anna comes and knocks his socks off, brings a soulmate love, and unhealed issues start to surface. And it's terrified him because he's thinking he was fine before Anna came into his life. No, he wasn't fine. He had a he had a Band-Aid on a carcinoma, okay, and now the cancer seems to have grown. So he sort of ran away from this love, and he's got some sort of toxic relationship going on here. I don't know if you know anything about it, but it's not a good relationship that he's got. And he's got a lot of anger issues. Did you see that?
Anger issues, don't remember.
Okay, because you're a nice person, so I don't think that you inspired anger. Okay, what is something they do with their childhood anger? You're a nice person. He doesn't want to rage with you, but if you get involved with toxic love, you have an excuse to rage. You can blame it on the other person. And, you know, he recognizes now that as much as he may try to run from you, as busy as he may try to keep himself, at the end of the day, when he puts his head on a pillow, he thinks about you, if you want to know the truth. That's how he feels.
Okay.
And, you know, it drives him crazy, because why can't he forget about you, you know? If you don't really understand soulmate love, you don't understand why one person's not interchangeable with another. Well, if he's got another person, why can't he just forget about you? That's not how it works with soulmates. You can't forget.
Right.
I think you're more aware that something phenomenal happened. Maybe you didn't have all the words. But you know people aren't interchangeable with other people. That you would have wanted Mike if he could have been healed and he could have made this work. And he's a person who does think about you. You know, I always talk about Adele's new album, the 25, that album. It's the best-selling album of all times. All around the world, all different age groups. Every song's about the love that got away. Okay? What does that tell you about the world? It tells you a lot of people are with the wrong person or
they're in
aren't with the one they want to be, that screwed it up. So it's, you know, he'll be listening to that album for the rest of his life because he won't be granted another soulmate unless he really comes to realize he threw something away that was really important. And,
I'm not sure if you
saw him.
I saw him like a while ago, though, but it was I haven't seen him in a long time, and then there I saw him with his new girlfriend, and we basically I was standing there talking to somebody, and he walked past with his girlfriend and the other couple, and they just walked past, and the people. His friends were all talking about my dog and how cute my dog was, and he knew who I was, and I just pretended I didn't say anything to him.
And now, isn't it funny how they, you know, the universe put you in alignment to see he has another girlfriend? I started that right away here, by the way, but just because he's another girlfriend.
Live together.
Right, and of course, it's not a soulmate. It's, you know, so he can deal with this. Like, you wonder, well, how come he could commit to her but not me? Because people commit to lower levels of love because they don't have to heal. So, you know the universe wanted you to see this. I don't want you to think, boy, you know, why her, not me? Well, because, you know, he's got anger issues. She's got anger issues. You know, they can get along in their own crazy way. Toxic love is like a crazy glue that keeps it together, by the way. And, you know, don't feel that he could commit to her, why not to you? Because that happens quite frequently. Higher love is what people run so fast from, it's not funny. And, again, it's because it demands you be a better you, that you put somebody else first. Men, you know, there's a book, Why Men Love Bitches. I haven't read the book, but I will tell you what I know why they love bitches is because then they can justify their cheating. They can, well, look, she was being a bitch. They can justify their behavior. She deserves it. How does a man justify treating you not right? You're a nice person. So, you know, those are his issues.
I remember him even telling himself, like, I don't know why I don't, you know what? Like, I don't know why I'm having such a hard time with, you know, he doesn't get it himself. He wasn't getting
right,
it himself.
Right, of course not. And a lot of it is because most people are driven by their subconscious mind, that when we fell from heaven and we're little, everybody knows everything when they come back to earth. Did you know that? You're 2 and 3 years old, you think you got it mastered. Okay, I've been in spirit a while, I've had a lot of lifetimes, this time I'm getting it right. And we have a lot of judgments, and we watch our parents and we judge them, that, you know, they could fix people, they'd do better. And that subconscious child who knew everything ends up controlling our lives. So, you know, we walk down the aisle with the wrong person because we have to relive our parents' marriage. We do all kinds of stuff. And when clients come here and they say, they don't know why they're doing what they're doing, I believe it. They don't know why they're doing it. And
now, do you see Matthew coming back or reaching out at all?
Okay, now, you've had a number of soulmates. The problem is that, you know, your generation of men are having a lot of trouble committing. And with Matthew, he thinks about you too. And, you know, it looks like he might call you. But what would you say if he called at this point?
Yeah, I know.
You'd have to say, what's your intention in calling?
Is it to stick
2 feet in here and have a relationship? If not, I don't need a booty call. I mean, that's what more women have to say to me. I don't need a fuck buddy. You know, if you want to be a relationship, I'll think about it. But these men are coming and going. You know, it's not just you. I hear this all day long. And then they're here, then they run away, they ghost, they come back. You know, it's what is with this? So it's kind of like I'm seeing the card you're getting is the Fool card, which means you got to be a fool to fall in love again. It's a card where you're traveling forward and not looking back and leaving the baggage behind.
Like, I really need to, yeah.
Some of these, you know, these men were given opportunities, given chances, and believe me, you're a good catch. So I'm not surprised. Every one of these men might come back in your life. Mike might call you. He's having a bad day with her. I mean, Matthew might call you. I mean, these people usually come back. But it's that you realizing you're going to be moving forward. You don't want men that can't commit, that can't move forward. And, you know, I think you're becoming a little bit of a closet commitment phobic, by the way. And, you want love, but you're getting afraid because you've been hurt by these men. So try to work on the fact that they didn't reject you personally. They rejected the higher love. That we have more than one soulmate. You're in a generation where the men are doing this an awful lot, coming and going. And what women have to do is have a little less tolerance for this. It's like, you know, I'm a good catch. Like one of my clients, she had this, you know, I could see in the card a soulmate. And it's about 3 months now. And I said, you know, he's starting to pull back. And she said, yeah. And I'm like, that's when 3 to 6 months is when the fear kicks in. I said, you've got to nip this in the bud. You got to tell them this is not what I signed on for. It's either 2 feet in this relationship or take 2 feet out. You can't pull back now. You can't love me less. And she said it. And remarkably, he got the message. Otherwise, he would have been like, well, let's see each other once every 2 weeks. She just said to him, uh-uh. And, you know, we can do it in the beginning when the love is strong with certain people. If you can tell them, no, you know, well, I'm not sure this is what I want, is what he said. You know, I'm not sure I'm ready for this. Okay, then goodbye. I want a man who wants to be ready. You know, people have to start saying, you're not sure you want love? God knows what time it's on the planet. If God brings love, it's the time you need it, okay? It's not your timing. It's God's timing with love. So if you would be a little more, like, just ready to, like, not allow men to come and go or water things down. And, you know, you're going to be offered another soulmate, so I hope you're ready for it. You know, when Mike saw you, he was really a little upset when he saw you, by the way, Mike. You sort of threw him off his game for a moment.
Yeah, he was like pulling leaves from the tree. I was looking back and after a while and I saw him, like, really going... I don't know what that meant, but he was like pulling leaves from a tree and just disconnecting from the group, you know. It was I wrote him something.
And did you give it to him? What you wrote?
Yeah. I emailed it. Yeah. I had a couple of dreams after that he was calm and that I was going to go ahead and he was calm and his friends were saying that he was going to come and talk to me or something. And so, yeah, but he never responded, which is fine, you know.
Well, you were not, You were karmically correct in what you did. In other words, talking to dead people is a brutal thing because they mostly say that they could have, would have, should have loved better, or if only they had said something, their whole life would be different. We're told to tell the truth. The truth is invaluable. The fact that you wrote it and gave him another shot, you know that you did everything you could.
Yes.
By not responding to it tells me he's got massive commitment phobia and also tells me he's not a very nice person, okay? And, you know, nice people respond. You know, even if
yes.
they say, look, I'm too messed up to do this, but thank you so much. You know, I wish I
yeah.
could be that man. You say something. A man says something with courage. But in his silence, you realize he's an absolute narcissist. Because only narcissists do things like that, don't respond, by the way.
Wow.
And,
wow.
you know, realize that you're not responsible for the ending of this relationship. He is. You were still trying. He slammed the door, and what it feels like is a prison door slammed shut from these people. Because they won't even let us go in an arena to fight for them. They won't even talk. I mean, that's horrible. You know,
yeah, yeah.
So
exactly
know that,
like that.
And that behavior is like putting your souls into solitary confinement. He's decided, I'm not communicating. It's very bad karmically
yeah.
for him what he did, but it was very good karmically for what you did because it showed the universe you weren't afraid, you told the truth, and you tried. And that's why the universe says you earn another soulmate. His behaviors, he will not be granted a soulmate for 10, 20, 30 years, if ever again, because that's really bad. All he would have had to say to you is, you know, you're probably the love of my life, but I'm too fucked up and I can't do this. That's all he had to say. And you would have felt at ease, at least. You would say, okay, I didn't imagine this. I didn't make it up. And then karmically,
right.
the universe 5 or 10 years from now might be kinder to him. To not tell the truth when you care about a person, and I could see that he does care about you. To not tell the truth makes people think they're crazy. They made it all up.
Right.
And that's not right. So know that he thinks about you. Matthew thinks about you. But look, if they don't step up to the plate soon, you're going to have a really great love coming. What's your birth date, the month, and the day?
January 28th.
Okay, so you're almost halfway through your new year, getting close. You should meet this man by the time your next birthday comes. So just let that new man in and, you know,
yes.
mourn for the ending of these other relationships. It should feel like a death. You should mourn for it. It shouldn't feel pleasant, by the way. You know, it's significant when a soulmate relationship doesn't work. It's very painful.
Yes, very
and
painful
if people are busy distracting. Was that what you said? I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
No, I said it's painful and sad, actually. You know,
exactly.
Like everything is right, and then you don't understand what, you know, that it's actually fear that they're afraid, and you know, whatever.
And there's two paths in life, love and fear. That's what Grant Me a Higher Love talks about in the opening step. Most people walk the path of fear. And path of fear is, you know, the path of least resistance, not healing. It's the path of illusion of security. It's unhealed. It's dysfunctional. That's fear. You know, getting
yeah.
men to walk the path of love, men can go to war. They can't go to love. It's frightening. I mean, I have men that go to Iraq 6 times trying to dodge the bullet of, you know, a soulmate. Like, stop going to Iraq already. You know, like, I can't believe you can go to war, but you can't go to this woman who's been waiting for you for 10 years. You think she's going to wait forever? I tell these guys, what are you, crazy? But it seems to be people are so terrified of a higher love. It really scares them because we really have to heal issues. It demands healing issues. And most people, 7 out of 10 people, will not heal significant issues in this lifetime. They will just dodge them. They will do anything to distract from them. And distractions are addictions, whether it's porn, whether it's gambling, whether it's drinking, whether it's spending. The people just distract. You know, and this is a very distracting culture. You know, you can play video games all day. You know, there's no moderation in America. It's extremes. So I find most people are distracting. You know, you haven't distracted from the pain. I think you felt it, and that's what you needed to do. You can't run from it. You just got to mourn for the end of it.
Yeah,
I'm
really sad that I wasn't able to develop the relationship and yeah, sometimes I look at his picture and see how he's doing and stuff, and he's shut the door so tight. It's really difficult to, you know, it just that's just impossible. And he's let her in, and he's shut me completely. That just doesn't make any sense, you know. So
well, because again, it's a lower level of love. It doesn't demand he heal issues, and
I understand
that's
that.
Something to keep in mind.
Yeah, I understand
that.
I can see that.
So that's what, you know, something that you would, you know, realize.
But
it doesn't demand.
But I don't understand,
things.
Like with Matthew, for example, Matthew is very open and honest and can communicate and is open, but then he doesn't want a relationship. I mean, he has the right not to want one, but...
Well, that's because the men don't have to commit to women because there's Tinder now. And there's, you know, 400 women waiting to screw them. So
yeah,
why should I commit to you? I got to see the other 400 women that I can swipe and get, you know, chlamydia along with a little loving.
He has like ex-girlfriends that keep coming, and then he has like months. He has a month of supply, and then he can go on without it because she keeps giving it to him. So he's okay with that too.
Right. So you can see it's women not demanding that men commit too.
Yeah.
By the way,
yeah.
And it's women who have allowed the men to come and go, and
yeah,
that's what they
I
want
agree.
To do now. So,
yeah.
You know, it's sad. It really is sad.
Only women.
And what you're being told now is put out the vibration that you want a man who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you, and that
yeah.
you're not going to settle for this. You're just not going to settle
Are
for a man
married?
Who's going to come and go. And that's important, that, you know, you have to be a little bit stronger on things and a little bit realizing that, you know, you don't want people to come and go. So,
yeah,
you know,
that phase. Thank you.
So you'll call in and let us know what happens, and we want to try to get to Jackie because I promised to get to Jackie.
I know.
And a lot of what I've said, you're going to find the truth in. The universe will probably let you know a little bit, you know, more on the earth plane what these men are thinking. So, pay attention,
yeah.
You know, Mike could contact you at a moment of weakness, but this is when you have to say, why are you calling me? You know, what's
yeah.
the story here? You know, if women have to just be a little more brazen, and people say, well, then the men run away. Well, they're going to run away anyway, but at least they run away because, you know, you've taken some control of them and they ran away. Not they just
yeah,
ran away and
nice.
Didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. If they run away because you're telling the truth, so be it. So,
yeah.
Well, good luck to you, and please call in again.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay, so we have Jackie. Nicole, yeah. would you like to describe what's going on with Jackie?
But of course, my dear. Jackie said, and I quote, her love life is gone. You know, you already know that that's crap. And now she just wants to know if she's keeping her house. So, and the reason
okay.
why I'm for call that way is because I never, ever like to hear anybody say that their love life is lost. And who knows, maybe with that, with whatever house news you have to tell Jackie, maybe there's going to be somebody new knocking at whichever door is hers. So let's see if we can get some good news in here for Jackie.
Okay.
Hello, Jackie. You're on the air.
How you doing, Cindy?
Hi, Jackie. How's your health doing?
It's there. Staying
good.
The same. Nothing's
okay,
growing. It's all doing good.
Okay, good. That's the good news.
Yeah.
Now.
I got a couple of
MRIs.
All the same.
Now, I know with your house, you know, are you doing things to save it? Because, you know, God can't save this without you doing things to help.
Yeah, no, it went into foreclosure, but I was still working on a modification, but it went into foreclosure while I was doing the modification. So then I looked to do reverse mortgage on it. But, you know, the house is old, and I live here. I love my home. But, you know, it needs a new roof and all this stuff. And FHA is coming Saturday to look at the house. They appraise it, and then they decide if they could do reverse mortgage on it. And I was just wondering where that was going to go. Because I fixed the closets, the hole in the wall, painted the railings, fixed the cement in the front yard, putting a new door in the shed. You know, like, am I knocking myself out?
Okay, now, do they know it's in foreclosure, by the way?
Yeah, the guy does.
Okay, good. And actually, you're getting the justice cards on this. You know, it looks like with any luck at all, you might be able to save this. And, you know, if you get the, you know, the money, you also have to pay what you owe in the past, correct?
Right. You're talking about
okay.
I do a reverse mortgage? Yeah. They pay off
right.
the note, which is like $116 I owe.
Okay, good. Because it actually, you know, you're getting the justice cards on this. So I think, you know, you're playing your cards right by getting the reverse mortgage going in on there and everything and refinancing. You also need to get a modification. Can they do both?
Well, that's the modification I've been working on for 3 months. And, you know, they play these games. Okay, you need 3 more bank statements. You need 3 more, 6 more bank payroll stubs. We need the tax paper. But you know, every month it's just something else. Like I just had to do another bank statement. So I'm doing it. You know, I fax it right over to them, whatever they want. So...
They do look like they're trying to stall you. Right. I mean, they do look like they're trying to stall you, okay? But, you know, actually,
what
you're doing...
They're the ones that put me into foreclosure, though, the modification people. It's the bank that I have the mortgage with.
Right. No, the
I know
banks,
you're not a money
you know,
person. You're a love person.
No, but banks, you know, they try to do what's best for them, not necessarily best for you.
I know, right?
But, right, I mean, unfortunately, that's the case, but I think what you're doing on Saturday looks like the best plan of all, by the way.
Oh, good. I hope so.
That's really what
I want to do.
You know, this is what looks like the best. The bank isn't going to cooperate. The problem is, did you do your homework and research what money that these banks have? They have money from the government to help people that are having trouble with their houses. They don't always give it to you if you don't know it exists. But your best bet is to deal with a bank who will, you know, want to work with you, not a bank who wants to take your house, okay, because they're never going to try to help you. So
I know that.
You know,
I feel that way.
You know what I'm talking about. It's a conflict of interest. They don't want to help you. But
right.
These people on Saturday look like they will want to help you, by the way.
I'm hoping.
You know, and, you know, I'm going to pray for you, too. I love your home, too. You know, I've been to your home, and it's got such good energy in it. And, you know, I love all your Christmas decorations. I like to come and see them a few more, you know, times myself. But,
me, too. I would
really,
like a few more years of seeing them myself. You know.
Right. And again,
my limit? You know, I don't know. Whatever.
We've talked about that your land was contaminated. Didn't the banks realize that the value of that house, you know.
No.
So if they're still ruling at the value anyway, then you should be able to get a loan. One bank can't tell you it's still worth what it should be, even though it's contaminated. Another one can't tell you it's contaminated, it's not worth. So, you know, it's either one or the other, isn't it?
They don't know. Neither one of them know. In fact, I just covered over the where they take the water out to test the water. I covered that over with cement today. So they don't even know that exists.
Okay, Well, let them, you know, the best bet is on Saturday. So, you know, knock on wood. Your mom, who's passed over, she's under some obligation to help you with this house. So I wouldn't want your mom haunting me if I was the people involved trying to give you money, by the way. she's a voice from the other side. So, she says, you know, over her dead body, is anybody going to take that house from you? So, you know, just work on it. You know, you are getting the justice cards in it. Your regular bank you're dealing with are not playing fair with you, by the way.
Okay. I mean,
you must sense that. You must sense that, you know.
Yeah, because it's taking too long. And last time I asked for a modification, they turned it down. So it's like,
well,
that's why I jumped.
They
put me... They're doing a modification. They're working on a modification that I asked for, and they put me right into foreclosure. How does that happen? I said to them, why did that happen? You knew we were working on this whole thing. It wasn't that I was sitting back. And they,
because
he was like, well, that's sometimes how it happens. And I'm like, really?
That's what I decided.
Well, I'm going to have to look and do this some another way, and that's when I decided to.
Right, and that's what you need to do, because banks are like the devil. You know what I mean? They do what they do what they want, but
yeah.
You know, that's why you're the one protecting yourself at this point. And and I just think that you're going to do really, you know, good on Saturday. So, you know, please let me know what happens. You know, email me or something, and we'll put out some prayers. Nicole will put out some prayers for you too.
Oh, good.
You know, we'll pray as hard as we can for you.
Yeah.
And,
that sounds like positively a wonderful thing. So, and you don't see anybody in my love life, right?
Well, I always see a love coming, but, you know, I think that, you know, don't give up on love, whatever you do.
No.
Whatever you do.
Nicole, they're not knocking on my front door. She said, maybe it's going to be a new door.
Well,
and I said, wait.
Well, we'll try with your modification to get a new door on your own house. How about that?
Like, seriously, a true story, all right? And this is – it's so funny that it could potentially be somewhat similar to your story, Jackie. And I had a friend of mine who was in a very, very similar circumstance. She was losing her home. You know, it was because of, like, a really, really horrible divorce, and the ex-husband just did everything wrong that he could possibly do wrong. And as a result, this poor woman with her two kids is living in a house that was pretty much doomed. And she sat there and fought to try to, you know, to try to save this house, you know. And, you know, she entered in for the modification, and then, you know, the house, you know, she, you know, the ex-husband claimed bankruptcy, and lo and behold, guess what? They threw the house into foreclosure just like you, even with the modification in the works, okay? And the overall result of this was that after spending all of this money trying to save the house and trying to find a way to save it, by the time the modification came back, she couldn't even afford the damn house because she had to pay everything that was due in the past on it. So I told her, and she was completely depressed about it, and I told her, I said, listen, stop being tied to this. Home is where you are. It's where your heart is, and you could build your home anywhere. So I said, stop trying to hold on to something that might be trying to let go of you. And about a month later, she resigned to this fact. She started, you know, like, let me just see what's out there. She found a beautiful home that she's living in right now. And her children literally have said, Mommy, I have never, ever slept so great. I'm so happy that we moved. She has had a better night's sleep. She's in a completely different place, like both mentally and physically, and she's never felt better for it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
I understand that you're trying to save this, and Cindy said there might be a chance that you can save it, and if you can save it under the right conditions, then
right.
Wonderful for you. And I hope, and I truly, truly hope that when things do happen, that it's because you can handle them. But if this
right.
thing is going to put you into such a position of financial stress because of the fact that you're trying to save something that maybe is trying to let go of you, then I don't want to see that happen for you. So when I send out my prayers and I send out my thoughts into the universe, it's going to be that whatever is meant to be will be, and
right.
that it'll be in your best interest. And you know what? And if it's at that house, then wonderful. And if it's in a new place, then great. And you know what? Who knows? Maybe that guy will be knocking on somebody else's door, you know, or on your new door, you know, when the time is right for you. But I don't think that anybody is going to come into your life right now as long as your life is in upheaval. You know, you need to have your life stable to share it with somebody, you know. So once this whole house thing gets taken care of, you know, don't dismiss love just yet. You know, it could be waiting in an unexpected place, you know. But first, to get your house in order in more ways than one.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, you're going to call in and let us know, because we'd love to hear what happens. And
yeah.
we're just at the end of our show. So,
I need to talk to you another day, another way about doing an event for me anyway. We've been,
oh,
I've been
good.
Kicking the right name around a lot.
Oh, because you're going to have it in your
house,
right?
We're
going to do it in your
house, right? No, with the ambulance.
Oh, with the ambulance.
Yes, at this house, yes, I will. In this house, definitely. But they want to do a thing at the ambulance.
Oh, it's funny. I just did one in the East Moriches ambulance. Isn't that funny? You know, so
yeah,
I guess those ambulances come in.
In the middle of doing this huge craft fair, but then come September, I need to set something up with you.
Wow, that would be great. Well, anyway, we're going to just say goodbye to everybody. We are at the end of our show. Nicole, thank you so much for getting there so fast. Thank you, Jackie.
Well, you're welcome.
And thanks for getting there fast, by the way, you know, for to do our show. Because you know how everything goes so much better when you're here.
Well, not a
so
problem, Cindy. I'm glad that I wasn't as late as I thought I was going to be. I made excellent time, so.
Great. Well, thank you, everybody, and we'll all speak next week.
See you next week.
Bye.